In a political landscape where authenticity often takes a backseat to carefully crafted talking points, Triggered bursts onto the scene with unfiltered pander. As the son of arguably the most polarizing president in modern history, Donald Trump Jr. doesn't just acknowledge controversy, he embraces it with open arms. "Anything that makes the veins in a few liberal foreheads bulge out is fine by me," he declares without hesitation. This memoir manifesto offers something increasingly rare in today's discourse, an insider's unvarnished perspective from someone who has lived in the Trump universe from both business boardrooms and campaign war rooms. Growing up as the son of a billionaire wasn't about privilege. It was about learning business from construction sites at age 5 and operating chainsaws to clear land by 15. These formative experiences shaped a worldview that values directness over diplomacy and results over rhetoric, qualities that would later become hallmarks of the Trump political brand that shocked the establishment. When 5-year-old Don Jr. visited his grandfather in communist Czechoslovakia, he received an education no private school could provide. His grandfather, Dado, a blue-collar electrician who had escaped communism, showed him a world starkly different from Trump Tower. In their concrete apartment in Zlin, young Don learned practical skills like butchering chickens and exploring the woods, while witnessing socialism's failures firsthand. In Czechoslovakia, citizens depended on the government for housing, jobs, and health care, receiving bare subsistence for minimal labor, with no incentives for economic growth. One memory remains vivid. Arriving wearing a jacket with American flag stars, a customs agent immediately confronted him. "You can't wear that here." This early brush with state control left an indelible impression, as did watching his grandparents wait 8 hours for an orange because they refused to join the Communist Party. These experiences instilled a deep appreciation for American freedom and free markets, values that would later fuel his father's political movement. When Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation concluded after 2 years and $40 million, finding zero evidence of collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia, it wasn't just relief, it was vindication. The investigation that dominated headlines had never really been about Russia, but about taking down my father, the only president in modern history elected without the ruling class's stamp of approval. Throughout the ordeal, even as Democrats spread what he calls outright lies about his family, Trump Jr. refused to remain silent, continuing to hit back through television appearances and Twitter despite his lawyer's caution. The absurdity wasn't lost on him. As someone actively involved in the campaign, he knew they couldn't have colluded to order a cheeseburger, let alone coordinate espionage with a foreign power. For liberals, the Russian narrative served a dual purpose, absolving them of responsibility for Hillary Clinton's defeat while justifying their rejection of election results. When the investigation collapsed, Democrats simply pivoted to new accusations, revealing the true political motivation behind the endless investigations. When constructing the 98-story Trump International Hotel and Tower in Chicago, Trump Jr. learned that even the most impressive structure fails without a solid foundation, a principle that illustrates what he sees as the fatal flaw in modern democratic politics. The party that once championed working Americans has built on unstable ground: welfare dependency, excessive regulation, political correctness, and now Soviet-style socialism. They are the party of dependence, he argues, contrasting this with his father's emphasis on self-reliance and opportunity. His maternal grandmother, who grew up in communist Czechoslovakia, found profound relief in his father's declaration that America would never become a socialist country. Unlike the Starbucks-chugging socialists in Brooklyn, she experienced socialism's horrors firsthand. Watching Bernie Sanders promote socialist ideas brought her to tears. "Don, don't these people understand? They don't know how bad it can be." This socialist movement didn't emerge overnight. It evolved from campus movements of the 1960s through LBJ's welfare programs, temporarily halted by Reagan, but resurging with Sanders' 2016 campaign promising free everything that garnered 13.2 million votes. Never trust polls, don't believe newspapers, and never underestimate voters in Michigan, Pennsylvania, or Ohio. These political lessons emerged during the 2016 campaign, where Trump made unprecedented inroads with longtime Democratic union workers. Meeting Rusty, a union carpenter voting Republican despite family tradition, Trump Jr. highlighted how today's party is not your grandfather's Democrat Party. While union leadership had become part of the Washington establishment, spending $100 million on Hillary Clinton's campaign, rank-and-file workers connected with Trump's message. Unlike experts with Ivy League degrees, Trump understood workers' concerns, having hired thousands of union workers through Trump Organization developments. After 3 years of tax cuts, wage increases, and historically low unemployment, working-class voters increasingly questioned their traditional Democratic allegiance, recognizing a party that had shipped jobs overseas while embracing socialism and open borders. Disagreement and debate built America, but today's rules have changed. If you're white, straight, male, Christian, or cisgender, you're expected to remain silent, especially when disagreeing with protected groups. The left now controls most of the public square through major news organizations, social media, and universities. The Erica Christakis incident at Yale demonstrates this intolerance. After suggesting students decide about Halloween costumes themselves rather than following administration guidelines, she faced a mob that vandalized her home and threatened her until she resigned. This campus culture extends to media, where Trump Jr. witnessed manipulation through anonymous sources, deceptive editing that removes context, and selective reporting. Before his presidential run, Trump had a good relationship with the press, but everything changed with his candidacy. Social media platforms have joined in, shadow banning conservatives through algorithms while claiming neutrality. Columbia University research found over 95% of Twitter bans target conservatives. These tech giants have become monopolies, controlling the national conversation, silencing right-wing voices while maintaining an appearance of neutrality. Unlike 2016's "What do you have to lose?" question, Americans now have concrete gains at stake. Record low unemployment, 6 million new jobs, manufacturing revival, contrasting with Obama's magic wand comment, and 6.2 million fewer people needing food stamps. The administration cut regulations, increased energy production, engaged with North Korea, withdrew from the Paris Climate Accord and Iran nuclear deal, and reformed healthcare. Other achievements include FDA approval of generic drugs, Medicare savings, right-to-try legislation, $6 billion for opioid crisis response, VA reforms, moving the U.S. Embassy to Jerusalem, and appointing Justices Gorsuch and Kavanaugh. Trump's greatest legacy may be showing that American principles are worth fighting for, making decisions from business experience rather than polling data. The 2020 challenges would exceed those of 2016, with multiple socialist Democratic candidates now fully aware of Trump's movement. Despite these obstacles, Trump Jr. embraces the fight. "We'll do what we always do, hit back twice as hard. Fight or flight is a basic component of human evolution. What can I say? I guess in the Trump family, the flight instinct never really developed."